Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning into this hump day pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Today was a long day at work. There was a million things going on, and I just felt like the day was never going to end. It's been a very busy week, but that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's Holy Week, and tomorrow I will be singing in choir tomorrow night. Very excited about that. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power, for you to look in the mirror and reflect on where you've been and where you're going to next. And let me just start the podcast off by saying, it is a truly amazing thing to have hindsight, to have the ability to recognize things for what they are, right? Looking back on an experience that you had or a condition that you were put in and recognizing that it was wrong. Sometimes we become victims to life and we become a victim to a narrative, and we have to get away from that. So let that be something we start today off with. Yes, you can decide you want to learn a new language. Yes, you can decide you want to travel. Yes, you can decide you want to change your hairstyle or color. You can decide you want to change your mind or your style or what book you're reading, or maybe you don't want to read the book in the book club this month. Maybe you want to do something different. Maybe you don't want to have kids at 20 and you want to have kids at 40. Maybe you don't want to buy a house right now. You want to find the right house for you and you don't want to overpay for it. Maybe instead of buying a new electric car, you're going to keep the car that you already have and like that. Maybe instead of doing one thing, you want to do another. Or maybe you want to try something new. Or maybe you want to face your fears and, you know, take that swimming class or go running or hiking or or maybe you want to go try something you've never tried before. We should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Maybe you want to attempt to do watercolor or pastels, or you want to make jewelry, or you want to sew clothes, or you want to knit, or you want to learn how to surf or deep dive. Like dive. You want to learn how to dive in the water. Maybe you want to learn how to climb a cliff. These are things that if you actually want to do it, you should be saying to yourself, yes, I can, or yes, we can. And then we should look for ways to do them and enjoy them. That's the mantra of the story, right? Saying to yourself, yes, you can, and then doing it. Not saying to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to do it, and then not doing it. That's not going to solve anything. Moving on from that, right? There needs to be some way where we can find the ability to be happy and positive in the eye of the storm. Life is not always easy, right? This leads to the next part of the mantra. Sometimes bad things happen, difficult things happen, bad news arises from a doctor, or you didn't get that opportunity that you thought you were going to get. Maybe somebody turned on you at your job and they became really icky, and your manager is a micromanager and they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're driving you out of your mind. And you feel like if you have to spend one more day at your job, you're going to completely go insane. That could be the situation. Or maybe your best friend said they were your best friend and they're up here talking about you behind your back. Or maybe it's something with a family member. Or maybe something you planned out didn't go the way you wanted it to. Regardless of all of that, bad news, like having expectations and having them be broken, thinking one thing and then dealing with the outcome of another, regardless of all that, find a way to say to yourself, I'm never going to give up on myself or anybody I love. The reason I love church and I love Christianity and I love Jesus Christ and I talk about him every day on my podcast, and I'm not holier than thou, I am a sinner and I'm constantly learning every day. I constantly make mistakes and ask God to forgive me for them. Probably do a lot of things I shouldn't be doing. And I always ask God for forgiveness. Like, maybe I shouldn't have thought that, or, you know, I probably could have handled that a different way, or forgive me for coming across like this, or one thing or another, right? I think the great part about loving God or loving your religion, whatever the religion might be, is that you have faith, harmony, and something to believe in. And when you have faith and harmony and something to believe in, then you can't give up. You have to understand that you do have to fight. You do have to persevere through the difficulty to get to the good. And when I think about the story of Jesus Christ and everything that he endured, the Son of God, the sacrifice for our sins, I'm just overwhelmed with joy, admiration, and peace and love. Because there is no other like him, and there won't ever be one. Now, yesterday, I spent time looking on Twitter about the beef between Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, and I'll get to that when we get to No Media Allowed. But firing Candace Owens because of what she said about God with some Jewish person that hates Christians makes me want to say this. No, you can't ever give up on yourself or anybody you love. Yes, you have to believe. And no, you can't stop. You cannot stop faith. You cannot stop believing. You cannot stop saying, yes, I can. I'm never going to give up. You have to say that over and over and over again to drive yourself insane with the positivity and the energy, right? Because life is a dark place. People can be really messed up, really rude, really horrible. We have to be able to say, especially during Holy Week, I'm gonna fight for myself. If you've got a drug addiction, if you've got an addiction to porn, if you've got an addiction to shopping, although I feel like an addiction to shopping isn't really a big deal unless you're spending like millions of dollars that you don't have and you're overdrafting your account. You have to find a way to love yourself and never give up. Following the never give up is the why not today. And that is a mantra because we cannot put our life on the back burner. We cannot spend more time procrastinating and being indecisive about things we should just make up our minds about. I know it drives me crazy being a person that's like, I don't know, maybe I want to do this, maybe I want to do that. Like, I have to not be that person. And so the way I'm not being that person is by making decisions and living with them and being okay with them. And that's it, right? That's it. You cannot put yourself on the back burner and not give yourself a way out and think you're going to save anybody else. If you're on an airplane and you're trying to save others, you have to put the mask over your own face to save yourself as well. One of my leaders at my job had a great saying, because this week is focused on employees at my company, and she said something great. You have to put the mask on yourself on the airplane first before you do it to anybody else. Give time to yourself. And my God, I don't think we do that, right? Yesterday, I took the day off the gym. I didn't feel good, and I stayed in the bed, and I went to sleep early last night, and I feel rejuvenated today. And Skip was like, why aren't you going to the gym? You've only been to the gym one time this week. It's a very busy week for me, and I really seriously didn't feel good yesterday. So I'm glad I took the time to feel better. I laid in the bed, and I focused on getting better for work today. Because if I didn't do that, I would have been overexhausted at work. I wouldn't have been able to think correctly, and it would have been a horrible day, right? It would have been a horrible day. The idea of why not today is do not put off today for tomorrow. Because like I said yesterday, hopefully the aliens don't come eat us. But if they do, we won't have tomorrow because we'll be eaten by aliens. And I'm not sure what that's going to look like. But I'm pretty sure it's not good. And I'm pretty sure that if we get, like, I don't know, transported to a nuclear, to some like other galaxy or something, or some matrix thing happens, we're going to wish we did what we said we were going to do. Because if we don't do that, we're not going to be able to do it. Moving on from the mantra, let's get to some politics. Right now, I'm listening to Ron DeSantis talk about people squatting in people's houses and not getting in trouble with the police. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine someone going into your house that you pay a mortgage for every month and they're living there and they're a squatter? I think I would lose my cool. In every way possible. outside of the fact that there's a squatter situation going on, they continue to talk about the dead in Maryland. And honestly, I don't want to hear about it. I saw the leader of the state come out in some like jockey jacket. Very strange. And just the whole situation that happened there, I still don't have any answers, right? I'm concerned about the fact that a ship went through a major port in the United States of America, and it's not alarming to people. Outside of the fact that people died for no reason, as they always do, most of the time collateral damage in this idiotic country we live in, shouldn't we be considering the fact that if people from outside the United States want to really attack us and hurt us, wouldn't they do it with things like that? Was it a good idea for Joe Biden to allow China to fly a plane around the United States of America on farmland for 8 days, or for states in the United States of America to allow China to buy up all this land because they're desperate for money? This is a bad look for America, for the way we grow our food and for the way we live. The food comes from the ground, from farmers. If we keep selling the land off, how exactly is this going to work? I'm not sure. But no one's talking about it like this. No one. Honestly, it's Wednesday and I haven't really even been like digging into like hardcore news or whatever. I started to boycott Daily Wire, and I don't like the way that they treated Candace Owens. I think that she had the right to call out who she called out and the way she did it. And the idea that Ben Shapiro was making comments on Twitter trying to justify his action, claiming he has no ability to fire people because he doesn't have that ability, but he's the co-owner of Daily Wire, that's a joke, and everybody knows it. And he's an elite Jewish person, which is the problem that she was talking about, right? All this talk about anti-Semitism, right? Anti-Semitic verbiage and talking points. The more you talk about it, the less people care about it. And I'm sorry about what happened in Israel in October. It's a horrible thing to say. I am with Netanyahu on making sure that Hamas gets completely squashed and killed. But I'm also not okay with everything being anti-Semitic, including the idea of Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior, the only God. And there's a story behind Jesus Christ. It's in the Bible. Why are we pretending like the Jewish view is the only view? Why can't people like their religion? And I've made comments about how like Muslims act, and like anytime anyone's getting said something to, it's Christians. And I have something to say about that, because tomorrow is Thursday and I'm singing in choir, and this has been a blessed week. And I'm glad I took a backseat to politics this week and I just focused on being happy and praising Jesus Christ, you know. And I took a moment yesterday to really look at the clear hypocrisy with these people and what freedom of speech really is. Ben Shapiro, Jeremy Boring, and the Daily Wire are going to lose a lot of people. Not just me, but probably millions of people that do not want the Daily Wire trying to pretend like they're on the right side, but they don't like conservative views, and they don't actually like freedom of speech. Because if they actually liked freedom of speech, they wouldn't have sided with an old rabbi over Candace Owens, who was completely right. And the idea that Ben Shapiro wants to go on Twitter and act like Jesus Christ is not the king is insane, right? Now, I'm talking about Christianity and specifically Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have anything negative to say about Jewish people and what they believe in, because I don't believe in it. They can believe in whatever they want. I'm not saying anything against people that are Arab, or people that are Muslim, or people that are Jehovah Witness, or whatever it might be, right? Pentecostal. There's a bunch of others. I used to be Baptist. There's a lot of different religions, right? There are. There's Indians. They follow something completely different. The idea that they reacted that way and they are trying to justify themselves like they're not the bad guys here is insane. You can find Candace Owens on Locals now, and she probably needs to have her own voice. See, this is why I like to do my podcast my way. I don't want to work for someone trying to dictate what I can say, because that's not freedom of speech. I change my mind. I have mixed feelings. I say one thing, I say another thing. But you know what the best feeling in the world was? Calling Ben Shapiro for what he was when I did, and talking about it over and over again the way that I did. I think I called it before it happened. I said, I don't think Candace Owens is going to be there a long time. And she wasn't. But anyone attacking religion, and specifically Jesus Christ, should be ashamed of themselves. If you're a Jewish person and you don't like what I believe in, and I'm going to say something that's not nice, so if children are listening to this, maybe have them go somewhere else or listen to it by yourself. I don't give a fuck what you like. You're not going to stand there and tell me I can't believe in Jesus Christ because you don't like it. You can fuck off. And that doesn't just go for Jewish people. That goes for anyone believing in anything, telling me what I can believe in. Because I don't do that to anybody. So I definitely don't want anybody trying to do that to me. The reaction is fuck you. And that is always going to be my reaction. And maybe that's not the Christian thing to do, because Christians shouldn't use provocative words or something. But the point I'm trying to make here is you're not going to tell me how to believe in the God I believe in, because that's not how this works. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Christian values, and I believe in Christian views, principles, and the priority of Jesus Christ in your life. I go to church every Sunday. I'm heavily involved, and there's nothing that I believe in more than my Heavenly Father, who guides me, who walks with me, and never leaves me, because He is omnipresent. I wouldn't be able to be doing this right now, breathing, laughing, and living without Him. So if you believe in something and that's the thing that gets you up every day and gets you to do what you're doing, don't stop believing in that because another person wants to tell you you can't do it. He posted a comment that said, people are reacting like this because they don't get it. No, you don't get it. And I for sure made a comment there. And it probably isn't the top comment, because the top comment's from Vivek, who was a Republican presidential runner, who I'm hoping is going to be on Trump's team when Trump gets elected into office. They're still attacking Trump. Why isn't anything happening to all these people on the news that lied heavily about Trump and the Russia crap? Why are they again falling back into the Russia crap? And the Ronna McDaniel thing, where they all wanted to claim like she was so the opposite of what they are. These people on NBC and MSDNC are all hypocritical, and I hope she sues their life away. I hope she takes all their money to the point where they have to shut down. That would be the greatest thing in the world. I hope they get everything that they deserve. I am a firm believer in payback, and I'm a firm believer that everything comes back around to you. So if you're pushing out negativity and cruelty and you're mean and you're going out of your way to point someone out and make them be the problem, but you're the problem, everything is going to come back to you. And I definitely think they're going to get everything that they deserve, and I can't wait to see it. I actually had stuff I wanted to talk about with politics, and I've spent the last 20 minutes talking about all of this, but I just had to spend a little bit of time talking to you about Ben Shapiro and NBC. New Tennessee law stops AI. I believe it when I see it. Why does the news care so much about the royal family. Yeah, I watched Fox News spend multiple segments talking about the princess and her cancer experience. And you know, that's very sad. But I think our addiction to celebrities, not just in America, but around the world, is kind of creepy. Why are we spending all this time talking about a princess, right? These people that wave their hands and they need the admiration of the people to believe in them. Now, I'm not saying it's not cool that the UK has something like this, dynasty to constantly be a part of. I'm not saying that's not cool. But what I am saying is, why are people acting like that in America? Especially the news, right? Because here's what it feels like when a normal person has cancer and is sick. Outside of your family member, it won't be on the news, right? When something bad happens to even people at the news stations, outside of them telling us, there isn't a segment for that. Typically, there isn't. Maybe on Fox, because they care about the people on the shows, but typically, there isn't. And I'm awfully surprised at Fox for kissing the ass of the UK, and I don't like it, right? Some parts of me think that the UK is lucky because they have, you know, the kingdom, and they have that part of their culture, which is kind of cool. But another part of me thinks that they're all like psychotic, fans, and they can't do anything better with their time. So it's kind of weird. So like I'm like half, like some of it is strange and some of it is okay. Now I cried when the queen died. I was very sad. I was heartbroken, but I had already assumed something was wrong with her anyway. But I'm grateful to God that she got to live as long as she did. She was an amazing leader of that royalty. Honestly, I don't get it, but okay. More illegal trespassers are trying to break through Texas, and now they're mad because they can't get through the barriers and they can't just go directly into Texas the way they want it to. And yesterday I told you about the president of Mexico telling Biden that he wants more money for southern countries and he wants Mexicans to be able to come into America and become citizens. He deserves the same words that I said at the beginning of the podcast. F you. And a big ass no. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't think I talked about it enough yesterday, so I'll spend the time now because I have the time to spend doing it. Thank you for understanding, pod listeners. You know, thank you, stars. I appreciate your patience with me because sometimes I get totally sidetracked with these political conversations. But as an American who loves her flag and loves her country and loves God above everything, right? I told you how it goes for me. God, family, country. That is how I live. That's how my brain is programmed. I don't know anything else. And as somebody that loves the flag, I love the flag. When I see the flag, it makes me feel like I'm a patriot. And it makes me feel like others feel the same thing I do, of respect. When I sing the Star-Spangled Banner, or even when I was a teacher, and I would sing in the morning with the kids, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Those things are regimented within my body, my skin, my soul, my blood. And when I hear illegal aliens complaining about the fact that their illegal asses can't come into our country illegally and take advantage of our system for our people, it pisses me off. If you want to become a citizen of the United States of America, There is an immigration process, and the Biden administration allowing all these people to come in here that are not getting vetted is only asking for a another crisis. Do you not remember 9/11? Were you not paying attention enough to understand what happened that day? Do you understand if we're allowing all these people to come into our country that are not vetted? They could easily attack us and bring down a grid if a boat went through a bridge, a main port in America just the other day and killed like 8 to 10 people or whatever. It's probably more than that. We don't know. If that just happened, what makes you think more things aren't happening? And if these Chinese people are buying up all this land and they're coming across illegally, what makes you think they don't have a plan? What about the labs and them leaking COVID and all this stuff happening? What about the Russians coming over here? What about all these people coming over here? And what about the fact that the president of Mexico said he's not going to stop these illegals coming over here until he gets what he wants? No, that's not how this works. You're going to do your job or you're going to get tariffs. If Biden wasn't dumb enough to lift everything that President Trump put in, his numbers wouldn't be this bad. He is not going to win. He is not going to become the president of the United States of America. And I know the Democrats think that they can cheat this time and win, but not this time, man. He has failed in every regard, in every way. And the more illegals come into our country and kill Americans the way that they have done, and I'll say her name again, and I'll say her name every day, right, out of respect and admiration to her family and her community, Laken Riley should be alive. Laken Riley shouldn't be dead. She shouldn't be in a casket in a graveyard with flowers upon her grave. Her name shouldn't be on a grave. That young girl should have been doing what she was doing. She had her entire life to live, and that monster took that away from her because they let him. And unfortunately, Laken Riley is not the only victim and not the only collateral damage, and her family members aren't the only ones crying. Because just yesterday, a police officer that lived in Long Island died in New York on duty from someone that didn't want to get pulled over at a light. And another person probably died today. And two more people died on that bridge with that ship. And more Americans are dying by the day with stupid decisions made by the Biden administration and the Democratic Party. How many more people have to suffer for stupidity? And Pete Buttigieg doesn't know what he's doing. When it comes to decisions that have to seriously be made for the safety of America and Americans, they are not doing it. Right? We are an 8th world country at this point. Our children are not smart. They can't read. They can't write. They can't write in cursive. They can't have a cognitive conversation. All they want to do is go on their phones. And the TikTok in America is not the TikTok in China. And they're on their phone all day scrolling, watching all these videos on TikTok, learning how to hate America. That's what we're teaching them. They're indoctrinating them to hate America and want everything free and everything given to them. So by the time they're old enough, they don't understand how life works, and then they have nothing. And you know why they have nothing? Because they were taught to accept that. We got a problem. And allowing all these illegals to come in here ain't fixing it. I'm seeing it on the ground level. And it's so annoying. You can't give us money and we pay taxes, but you can give these people $7,000 in a gift card when they come across the border. How about I pretend I'm illegal and I get a gift card? They attack Trump, yet they allow slavery of children. How can you attack Donald Trump and say that he is the end of humanity? How can my hairdresser say that if Trump wins, we're all effed? Or, huh, this nation's going to go down if Trump's in power. But he already was in power and nothing happened. So, like, there was 4 years of us having a great economy and money. And gas was cheap and life was simple. You compare that to the last 3 years and it's the complete opposite. Honestly, how much is left? Why do we have to continue to lie? Why do we have to continue to pretend like Donald Trump is the enemy? And I'm not saying that you have to be Republican. I'm not saying that you have to be conservative. I'm not saying that you have to vote for Donald Trump. But I am saying, think about your reality if you're living in America, even if you're living in other countries. Is Joe Biden helping you? Is Joe Biden making your life better? How do the Ukrainians feel about Joe Biden, with the person that that's their leader telling them that they can't believe in Christianity? How's that feel? Right? How does Japan feel about Joe Biden? Or better yet, how does China actually feel about Joe Biden? They think Joe Biden's an idiot, right? They're going to take Taiwan. How does Taiwan feel about Joe Biden, with him saying that they're not going to let China do anything? Do you understand that more Americans went to China today to kiss the ass of the guy in charge of the CCP? And Janet Yellen's going back again, because she can't do math because she's too old to do anything. But honestly, why are we blaming Trump? Did Trump sound like a psychotic idiot saying that let's get rid of oil, let's get rid of fracking, let's get rid of drilling, instead I'm going to force you to have an electric vehicle you can't charge anywhere? For instance, I live in an apartment building until we figure out our next housing situation, which is probably going to again be an apartment building, because anywhere we want to actually live, we can't find anything reasonable. But the point I'm making is, how do we do this? Why are we lying to ourselves, acting like we're going to switch to electric cars? There's no purchase orders in America for electric cars. The car companies are exiting from doing it because it's not working. You want to take away ovens, tell us we got to wash our clothes differently, take away the brick ovens in New York and probably every other major city, and tell us we need to do all these things in a more annoying way. Because you have to find annoying crap to talk about because you don't actually have anything to talk about. What? There's too much going wrong here for us to pretend like electric vehicles and climate control and drilling in Alaska is going to blah, blah, blah. And we need to focus on how everybody feels. And gay people. And trans people. And all this ridiculous shit. When I'm just thinking, how much did that chicken just cost at the grocery store? Like, damn. Right? Like, damn. The cereal is fucking $8. And the potato chips cost the same amount. And that gallon of milk is almost $9. And the eggs, Now, I live, you know, in New England, so things are a little more costly here. But still, I never thought I would be able to go into Target, Walmart, multiple grocery stores and see the same prices. That's a flag. The government has failed because the Democrats are stupid. And they've always been stupid. Have you heard AOC talk? Not just AOC. But remember when Jamal Bowman pulled the fire alarm and pretended like he didn't do it? I remember that. What an idiot. Moving on from politics before I spend way too long talking about him. Next part of the conversation is look for opportunities. Sometimes take a step back and find a way to be happy. Instead of looking for all the things you're not good at, look for an opportunity. If you work at a legitimate company, like a big company, look for ways to grow with your company. Where do you want your career to go? Where do you want to be? If you're in college, look for opportunities at school. What can you volunteer in, right? Maybe you can get an internship and you can get your feet wet and learn how to do something specifically. Honestly. You have to be willing to seek opportunities, look for opportunities, and accomplish opportunities. You cannot sit around waiting for someone to recognize your talent. You have to understand that you are the talent and chase your goals, chase your dreams, and don't be scared to be who you are, right? The other day at work, I recognized something and I said something to my manager, and I saved the business a lot, right? I did something really great, and it just felt so good for my manager to say to me, great catch, great job. That led me to think, there's been probably a lot of times where I can show my ability, and I need to really do that, right? I need to show that I do have skills, I am an asset, and I can get things done. Like when you're in school and you have a lot going on, there's an opportunity for you to do that there. If you're at your job, show your employer that you're willing to, you know, maybe fill in and do what you're supposed to do. Even, you know, at home, maybe take more time to wash more clothes. Make sure that dinner is made better. Spend more time with your family. Find an opportunity and take advantage of it. At church, find a way to volunteer and be involved with your church. In your community, find a way to help the community. What can you do to help the community? How can you be something that changes things for the better? That's the opportunity I'm talking about. Don't be scared to find it and become it. The opportunity is simply waiting for you to see it. Be willing to ask for help. If you don't know how to do anything or you've never seen it before, maybe say to somebody like, can you remind me how to do this? Or can you help me complete this so I do it correctly? How do you pick out carpet? I feel like you need to go to one of those like house stores or maybe even Lowe's or Home Depot. And you really need to take your time deciding which carpet is better. Personally, I don't like carpet. So given an opportunity, I'd rather have hard floors. Updating your closet. Meaning get rid of all the stuff you don't need, throw things out, make sure that it's organized and you can get the stuff when you want to, and make it something that is not like making your eyes feel like they hurt. Updating your closet. Haha. We should probably do that every week. Reselling on Poshmark. Now, I've only uploaded one thing I'm selling, but this weekend, I'm really going to take the time to take pictures and post all the stuff that I want to swap out in my closet and get rid of. I simply love Poshmark. I love being a part of it. I love going to live shows. I love everything about Poshmark, and I'm so happy that I found it. The way I used to shop, the money I used to spend, the things I used to like dread like going to the mall, going to the store. Now I don't have to do that. I don't even know why I'd go to a mall. That's the entire reason why I stopped getting my nails done there and I stopped getting my hair done there. Because it just started to feel like I'm getting taken to the cleaners and like pass. I don't care if the items are secondhand or they've been used once or twice or they have a little wear to them. If I'm going to get 70% off of something that's marked at a high rate, something that's like $200, I'm spending $40 on it, sold. I told you about that cool website that Skip gave to me. And I can't remember the name of it right now. The one from the airplanes. I found Nikes on there, and I don't care if they're used. Why am I spending my time spending all this money on items that aren't worth it? Like, there's inflation, and I'm not saying I can't buy stuff new because I can, but why would I want to? When you think about everything that's made, kind of everything that's made, is it actually new? I don't think it is. I don't know. Like, my philosophy, one, I've been thrifting forever. Two, I don't really like going in stores and I think everything is overpriced. And three, if if I'm going to get designer, why would I want to pay full price for it when I could not pay full price for it? Isn't that the question? I love Poshmark. It's so much fun. I love getting invited to the shows that I get invited to. And I love the people that are in my circle. And I can't wait for more. Great minds think alike. I think it's really amazing when you think the same thing that someone else is thinking and you say it at the same time. It's just a way to recognize that there's a lot of smart people out there. You just got to find them. I like thinking the same thing as others, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a way to really come together and really be a team. I like the idea of team efforts and everything. And I think the idea of great minds think alike is that there can be a group of really smart people. Like, clearly, my husband is extremely intelligent, right? And I mean, I have a master's, his sister has a master's, his mom has a master's. We're educated in a different way. Like, sure, the education is with, like, education, but it puts you in a different mindset. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to insult anybody, because I'm not saying you have to have a PhD to have common sense. I'm saying that thinking something like how to say a word, or having an afterthought about what you just saw, or thinking, yeah, that was really crazy, or like, oh, did you notice this? Or like having that one moment of context with someone, it's a great thing to have. That's what I'm saying. Moving on from that, let's get to the next part of the conversation, which is watching things. Have you heard of this thing called Flack? I don't know what that is, but I think it's on Netflix and it looks okay. Fellow travelers, when's the last time you watched Jersey Shore? I don't even know how many seasons of that there is. Like, I can't remember the last time I saw it. Honestly, it would take me a while to go through it and figure that out. But I feel like that's something that is very entertaining and I'd give a try to again. Sleeping with Other People, that's something that looks okay, but I don't know. I was considering rewatching Sleepy Hollow, maybe. These are all things on Hulu, by the way. 999, Rounders, some show called The Door, found that on Max, maybe. And finally, South Park, the South Park movie. Have you seen the South Park movie? Now, I'm on season 2 or 3 of South Park because I started rewatching it from the beginning. Absolutely hilarious. But I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'm going to give it a try and see if it's funny. As far as watching things, watched a little bit of AEW tonight. And currently watching Greg. Watched a little bit of Hell's Kitchen earlier. Really, I got a lot of shows going on, so I'm trying to watch like multiple things at once. You know I'm crazy. But there's so much to look at, so much to watch, so many streamers to look at, to watch them with. If you have Max and Hulu and Disney Plus and Netflix and Amazon and Paramount Plus and Apple and Shudder, and I could just continue to go on, right? I mean, I think I legitimately have every streamer that exists. There's so much for me to look at. There's not enough days for me to look at it in. Like, honestly, we have cable too. So between the cable and all the streamers, all the 89 streamers that we have, we're constantly looking at things. And that always gives you something to talk about. So I guess that's great for the podcast. Like, honestly, if you're looking for good movies, I'd go Hulu or I'd go Netflix. If you're looking for good series, I'd check out Max. There's so much to look at and so much time to look at it in. Moving on from watching things to eating things. New restaurants. Like, part of me is kind of intrigued to try new restaurants, and I'm excited to do it. But another part of me is thinking that maybe I don't want to get overcharged. I don't know.
Suggests he may have known he'd be arrested later that night. I mean, I doubt it was just because his glove compartment was full. But if you can't look at the three players involved in this tragedy and come away feeling that our society is getting something very wrong.
I don't know. I feel like, well, I do know.
Now, earlier that day, that same
restaurant. It's depending on what kind of food you're going for. Like I've said before, if I'm going for Mexican, I'm going to Puerto Vallarta or Taco Bell for like quick Mexican. Like, those are my only two options. And granted, there's other Mexican options in food. When it comes to chicken, like, I'm going, like, to a hot chicken place, or I'm going to Chick-fil-A, or I'm going to Popeyes, or maybe even KFC. Those are, like, chicken options. When it comes to burgers, it's Five Guys or the other spot. Like, new restaurants, I don't really know how they compete unless they have something that's authentic. Like, remember I told you about that pokey place that I love that closed in the neighborhood? Now, I used to go there almost every day. I don't understand how that place closed. I loved it. It was always busy. They always had orders coming in. I'm not sure what happened, but unless you're selling something that everybody likes, you might get hit with the no one's buying it thing, which is kind of sad, honestly. I don't really know how that happens, and like part of me wishes it didn't, but if you're not creating something that people are going to like right away, I don't know if you're going to survive. I told you about the pizza rock. Restaurant that lasted like a year and it went out of business. These things aren't sustainable. You have to create something where everybody's going to want to go to it. That's why Skip had the idea of a Taco Bell, because everybody's always going to want to go to Taco Bell. When it comes to new restaurants, what are you creating to attract people into it? You're not a business without customers, and you have to attract customers with something that they can't get anywhere else. So a new restaurant, I'll try them, but it has to have something to intrigue me to try it. Are steakhouses better? Like, when's the last time you've been to Outback Steakhouse or Chris's Barbecue or Steakhouse? I don't even know the last time I've been to one. It's probably like a year ago or something. Big Mac salad. I saw that on Pinterest. Looks good. Bow tie pasta. You can legitimately put bow tie pasta on anything, and who wouldn't want to? Protein shakes are a great alternative to eating a meal if you don't have time. And there's so many options for protein shakes. You really need to look into it and pick out which option is best for your body. Chicken cabbage recipe. I don't know about that, but I saw a recipe for it. And if you got chicken and you got cabbage, try it and see if you like it. I think it's healthy because it's got no carbs and it's full of flavor. Finally, go shrimp fried rice. I love shrimp fried rice. It's my favorite fried rice. And if there was one thing I could eat forever, it'd be that. That along with enchiladas and pizza and lasagna. I think I'd be fine. Like, But there's so many options for food. But when it comes to Chinese food and Chinese rice, like some people are like, I love veggie rice. I love pork fried rice. No, I love shrimp fried rice. That's my favorite. There's something about the shrimp mixed with the rice and everything else in it that just makes it so amazing. And you can make it at home yourself or you can buy it. I prefer to buy it, but I have made it myself and it still came out pretty good. There's so many options, so many alternatives, and so many ways you can really make it your own. Maybe you should try shrimp fried rice today or tomorrow. See if you like it. Maybe shrimp fried rice is the best fried rice. Because I don't think it's pork fried rice. Just saying. Anyways, that, my friends, is the end of this Hump Day Pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star anywhere, wherever you are, anywhere. And don't let anybody radiate their darkness on you and tell you what you can't do. Instead, tell them what you can. Be the star you are. Be bright, be beautiful, and be unstoppable, even handsome at that. Maybe you're a dude and you don't want to be beautiful. You want to be handsome. Be amazing. Be unstoppable. Be loud about your light. And tell the darkness what it deserves to hear. I am the light. And I defeat you. You don't defeat me. Like I said yesterday, I am just a vessel for Jesus Christ. His light shines through me. And I hope that you see that that is the same thing that happens with you. From one star to another, don't forget your star power wherever you are. All around the world, we're talking about all around the world. Whether you're in Uzbekistan, whether you're in Turkey, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Italy, whether you're in London, whether you're in Britain, whether you're in Ireland, in Dublin, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in Australia, or whether you're in Canada or New York or Peru or even Mexico or Romania or anywhere around the world. Don't forget that you are a star. Let me not forget Japan, wherever you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.